Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
TJ Miller does not have a website. .com is a website that shows you all the dates across the country in Omaha this weekend. But, of course, it's sold out because he's a popular guy. But where are you at next weekend there, TJ, in case somebody's in the area?
I was going to be in Fort Wayne, but they... They canceled because they couldn't get the club open quickly enough. But I'll be in Virginia Beach after that. And then that's it for...
The holidays?
That's it for the year. Because I'm doing, you know, I got a gig on Christmas where I'm going to disappoint Kate.
Yep.
And then New Year's Day is a wedding that we're officiating. Kate and I are officiating a wedding together.
Colleen officiated your wedding, by the
That's right. That's right. And we want... We really need advice from her, and we're going to do a Zoom where Kate and then Colleen and I are going to be in the same place.
So you're officiating a wedding, a friend of yours, or another celebrity, or just a buddy of yours?
It was, it's Bennett Lassiter and Kelly Lassiter, who Bennett's father is John Lassiter, who invented Pixar with Steve Jobs.
Okay, there's some money there.
So that's going to be pretty fun. Yeah. It'll be really fun. We're not getting paid.
No, I know that. I'm mentioning that
on radio so that I hopefully gets back to them and they do end up paying.
Sure. Or do you a favor of some kind.
I just got a phone, one of those spam calls, and it reminded me that I have...
Is that your personal phone or your work phone?
Personal phone. So it's a little long, but I want to show you guys. It's 2 minutes, but I got a call and it's pretty funny. Let me see if I can figure out.
Yeah.
And I really would like to. That would be an interesting conversation to have.
So I'm just on the phone.
Okay.
About. Hold on. I'm getting a spam call.
Psycho.
Okay.
Hello.
Good morning. This is Ina from Home Buyers Network.
Oh, that's fantastic. I was meaning to call you. So this is TJ from Home Buyers Network. I am actually from Home Buyers Network, and I think that you're from TJ. Like, you're the person that I'm supposed to be calling.
Just nothing.
Yeah.
I had the same reaction. Because, you know, it's very rare that I'm... who you are supposed to be, and you're who I was supposed to be. But obviously, I'm calling you from Home Buyers Network.
That's good.
And you're me. So I want to talk to you about some potential, some potential real growth opportunities.
I do this all the time.
Do you have a loan? Do you currently have a mortgage?
She's just
no, sir. I'm calling if you are interested to sell.
That's why I was calling. I'm interested in selling.
Are you interested in selling?
Okay, who asked it first? I get it. But really, are you interested in selling your home? Because I'm a buyer.
And then she's like, what do I do? Do I just launch into it?
Okay, easy does it. All right, okay. All right, you answer.
Are you interested in selling?
You answer first. Wait a second.
She just launches into it.
You answer first. Are you interested in selling? Are you interested in selling? Look at this. Here we go again. Are you interested in selling?
And
she doesn't stop.
And then finally, of course,
why isn't she allowed to stop? Why isn't she allowed to hang up?
How do you record that? Is there an app?
on my other phone.
Oh, okay.
Okay, got it.
So that's the reason I have a second phone.
Got it.
I recorded it on my work phone.
Oh, that's perfect.
Because I was working. But so I had this manager that was, I just signed with new management, and three managers were kind of wanting to work with me. And one of them, and this is kind of why I don't work with him, is he said, I'm sorry, it's just on a spam call messing with someone. And he goes, well, you really, I think it's interesting that you, you know, that you actually let them take that time away from you.
What?
And I said, what? And he goes, well, it's just interesting that you're using your time for that, and you think that it's valuable enough to use your time for that.
I got all day.
And I heard that and I was like, this guy doesn't get the joke.
Right.
Because that's so funny for me.
Yeah.
And I don't think in this case, but sometimes I get a spam call and I end up making the person's day.
Oh, okay.
And that's really important to me because they're just calling and getting people go, F you, don't effing call this number ever again. Da, 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 da. You know, I'm in Council Bluffs. God dang it. You better go. Yeah. You know, you can take that effing throat stretch and pickle and put it up your effing A.
That's more like Florentine and Jameson. Those guys get people yelling at them. Right. You're making people's day, right?
Yeah, and I'm trying to kind of, I don't know, have a, you know,
I
have
like
a good
that.
Time with it. And that's my whole thing all the time. It's a great use
I'm
of my time to joke around.
I'm on the phone
in
the office yesterday answering calls.
Oh, that's right.
And he is there doing a sound check, and a lady is asking our mask policy, and I'm talking to her, and he just takes the phone from me and talks to her for the next 90 seconds.
Aww.
And then he hands it back, and she went, I am so happy right now.
Because she was coming to see you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I said, don't be afraid to wear a mask. I know it's scary.
Right.
And if you have COVID, you're going to keep it right in front of your face and get it a second time. But don't be afraid. You know, some people are afraid of wearing masks. You don't have to be. And she's just flabbergasted the whole time.
Oh, that's cute, man.
And they know it's me because of my voice.
Yeah. Tell her to bring you some blow tonight.
I did.
Yeah.
Well, for sure, there's going to be like 20 people with cocaine waiting in the parking lot asking to test drive my Edwards Automotive used car that I'm about to return. That's how I do it, guys.
That's how you do it, man.
Calling back callbacks.
Callbacks. TJ Miller with us. I mean, I'm choking on some of your peanut butter. But I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, the stuff's not dry at all. It's
he
really
means that
good.
As a clever euphemism.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I'm choking on your pickle.
Good thing I wasn't eating a pickle. You're going
to
sell
your throat. Wait till
TJ's throat stretching pickles, man.
I mean, you're taking the place of my dog with this peanut butter situation. All right, I had to go there, Craig. I needed one strong Craig giggle, and I got it.
That was a weak one.
Was it weak?
Yeah, that was.
He liked your phone call.
Thanks, Colleen.
He liked your phone call. He liked the phone call.
It's a good one. Yeah,
that was funny. That woman, does that woman just keep talking? I mean, you leave it, let go. But does she just? And how's that end? She ends up.
No, I
don't
hang up. There's a funny pause at the end where she kind of looks at me like, "Oh boy."
She read her entire index card.
Yeah.
She did read her entire... Yeah, because she has to do that.
I know. That's what's sad about that.
That's her job.
I would think if somebody's messing with you, you should have to stay on the phone with them, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of...
Look at this. Here we go again. Are you interested in selling?
This is a minute later.
Okay, you know what? I can bring you over to my acquisition side, but if you're not interested in selling, then I'm not... I'll tell you what. I'm interested in selling if you're interested in selling. Are you interested in selling?
Sure, sir.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
Then she hangs up. But I mean, I got her to say, I'm interested in selling.
You're selling her house now.
I think, you know what I think it is?
Hey, you're selling
think,
peanut butter and pickles. Might as well sell house on the
might
side.
Might as well sell. I'm just flipping houses on the side. Peanut butter houses. You know, but I think she has, her job is to get to the point where she hears me say no, and then she can hang up.
Right.
No. When you say no, they go to the flow chart that says, well, here's what you say when they say no.
Well, and most people just hang up.
Sure.
I mean, I would just hang up, but I love what you do with
that. A lot of people don't.
Yeah, you got it. And, you know, she obviously didn't have a good time with me, but other people start to giggle, you know, and then I can sort of, you know, joke around with them. And I always try and do that when I'm on a customer service call, especially issue.
All of our phones say spam risk anymore, so I wonder how many people even pick up anymore.
I mean, very few people.
Right.
And they never leave a message. So if it's somebody important, they would leave a message.
Right.
But whenever I do a tech call, when I'm getting sort of tech support, I try and really make that person laugh.
Okay.
Because you got to think how many people must get so upset about,
Nothing.
You're not helping me, you idiot. You know, I told you that I turned it off and turned it on. Don't tell me to turn it off and turn it on again.
Right.
You know, all that stuff. So I try and kind of make them giggle a little bit. And it's, but I don't always make jokes. I actually talk about this on stage a little bit. I was, Kate and I are doing some fertility stuff.
Okay.
And that's pretty, it's very, very, I don't know if you guys have tried to make a science baby, but.
Does she want you to bring this up on the
radio?
It's pretty
hot.
Yeah, really.
Does she want you to bring this up? Does she want you to bring this up on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I told her, I talk about it on stage, and that.
So are you having trouble, or is she having trouble? Or both?
It's all me.
Got
and
it.
One of it is I can't get an erection
cocaine.
without cocaine and a spam call. I need those two things together. Really get it done. But I don't know if you've made a science baby, but it's very hot. It's,
yeah.
I don't want to get too sexy on the radio. But it is Omar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So she goes to they retrieve the eggs,
right.
Which I think is not the best word for it.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like you threw it and said to, you know, send in a Labrador. Somebody, go on, boy.
Go fetch.
Go on, get it now. Go on. No, get those eggs. Bring them back. Come on now. Don't come back without three or four now.
That's how you cough. You did the other day on the radio with us. That's how you cough, that with that voice.
Yeah.
I
love that voice.
Okay, so.
And so they retrieve it, and then this might get too sexy.
What do you do
the radio?
Now?
I go into a room, same floor.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's not a different floor. I mean, we are
same
on
floor.
The same
Wait
floor.
For a spam call.
Yeah, got to get it.
Yep.
Yeah. And I ejaculate into a cup.
Got it.
And the girl, the nurse, has to break it all down, and she says, you know, this is, you got to wash your hands, open the lid of the cup, then you're going to ejaculate
we've all,
in the cup.
We've all done
wash
it.
Your hands. We've all done it.
Yeah.
And, I said, okay. And I said, TJ, don't make any jokes. I mean, imagine this poor girl.
I know.
She has to say to you, there's pornography on the Roku, which I was like, Roku, guys, get it together. It's Beverly Hills. We can't afford an Apple TV. What's going on now? She's like, the TiVo has a bunch of things.
No. TiVo? Okay.
No. So they at least got to Roku. And so she also says, and there's traditional pornography in the shelf.
Okay.
And
like
I said, what? Yeah. Magazines, right. But I'm not sure how many people are looking at magazines. It's pretty old school.
It's very old school.
The magazines didn't look like something you would want to open up.
Right.
It would be something you would see at a doctor's office and be like, I'm interested in that. But it looks like a lot of people have leafed through that.
Of course they
have. Sure.
If it's old-time
and so
magazine,
in this case, this is. So I said, oh, boy, I'm not really going to go for that. And I didn't make any jokes. And because I imagine how many guys, she's like, any questions? I'm like, sure, do you want to stick around and help? You know, just because they're embarrassed. They're not trying to be creepy. They're trying to be funny all the time.
Yeah. She's got guys trying to be funny with her all the time.
All the time. So I felt bad for her. But then she turns to leave, and then she turns around. And she goes, oh, I forgot to ask you. Do you need any lubrication? And then hold on. This is Kate.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
Hey, babe. Hey, you're on the radio.
Got to put the speaker on.
What's that?
Call me afterward.
Okay, I'm just talking about fertility stuff. Is that okay? And crypto.
Call me afterward.
She's woke up.
I'm in trouble.
That's so cute.
She's such
up.
A sweetie.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And so this girl turns to me, and see, she was fine with it. She was all for it.
Yeah, I could tell.
She laughed and said, call me afterwards, and I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Now we got to know.
And so she says, I forgot to ask you, the nurse says to me, do you need lubrication? And I don't know why. I just don't know why. I looked her in the eyes and I said, nah, I'm the real deal. What?
What does that
even
mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
But I said, I mean, what am I talking about?
So you're you're never
I'm raw dogging this. I'm talking about skin on skin.
You're never
friction.
You're never at a loss for words, and that was a line.
And here, that's what I ended up saying to her.
Yeah.
But so, you know, I mean, that's something that you would think she would go, what does it even mean? But I got the tattoo that afternoon. No lube, just me, the real deal. And I'm selling t-shirts soon.
So is it working for you? I'm going to bring that.
No. It's gone really well. Good. We got to figure out. We have four frozen children.
Got it.
Three girls and a boy.
Okay.
Not really the ratio I wanted, but it's gone well enough. And yeah, we're trying to get to the next step. But the reason she's fine with me talking about it is I found out that nobody really talks about that.
That's true.
There just aren't any
comedians.
It
happens to a lot of couples.
A lot of people are going through that.
Oh my gosh. I think all the time now. And so afterwards, when I meet people, they really, so many girls say, hey, good luck with everything.
Right.
Or my friend's going through, I did two cycles and it worked the second cycle.
Right.
And so it's just a really nice way to bring up that and make it funny. And also, you know,
it helps other people.
The story's funny, but it just brings it up like it happens to everybody.
Right.
You know, even the guy from Yogi Bear 3D.
And it normalizes masturbation.
Yogi Bear 3D.
And it normalizes lubeless masturbation and ejaculate.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Even the guy from...
Real men don't use lube.
Even...
Why would you?
I'm surprised they let you use... Because I thought I would think it would taint the sample if you had the lube.
No, I think they have taintless samples.
Okay.
Well, let me rephrase that. You put the lube on your taint.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you sample the friction, the skin on skin.
Yes, exactly how it works.
This has gone exactly where I thought it was going to.
Right.
When I woke up, I was like, I'll be talking taint by the end of this interview. I'm sure of it.
You knew you would. Coming here.
I knew that I would. Yeah, coming here. That's usually, I mean, you guys have it written on the wall. Talk taint or leave. But it's, you think you would taint. But I also, do you think it's weird to watch pornography to have a... Okay, Greg. Hold on. Listen, we hadn't finished. That was a comma, not a period.
I got to tell you what we all did years ago on this show. We all wanted to find out what our sperm count was for some reason. And we didn't really
want to know that.
But we had a... It's the empire. We had a urologist who advertised in the show, loved the show. So after the show, me, Todd, Puss, Nick wasn't with us at the time. Me, Todd, Puss, and Craig all went over to do this, just to masturbate in separate rooms to see who. And Todd, by the way, already had a vasectomy.
So drove in the same car.
We all drove over in the same car. And this is a long time ago. We all go in separate rooms. No porn. We all the drive back. No porn. And that means we're all like sitting in separate dark rooms and just thinking about it.
Now we all got each other.
We all got it done.
That's the problem.
Yeah, we all got it done, and we all drove back in the same car. And so I would think, yes, you need porn. You're right. You're producing some future kid of yours, and you're looking at porn. So you're thinking that's weird, right?
That's what I'm thinking. And so I...
Don't do it without porn.
I simply didn't do it. Yeah. No, I know. Well, you guys, I mean, you didn't have a girl getting an egg retrivable on the same floor. I mean, that's all you got to think about.
The wall was between me and Puss. Puss was on the other side of the wall.
Yeah, there were two slabs of drywall and some 2x4s between the two of us doing the same thing.
Right.
It was not hot.
Puss has a cup up to the wall.
Puss, sounds like you were masturbating to construction. Hey, he's thinking about... I mean, all there is drywall, two beams, you know, studs, and I can find them. I brought my stud finder.
You did what you had to do to get the job done.
Always looking for studs, yeah.
So it's working for you.
Well, you know, but I thought, okay, that isn't... But, you know, once we did, and I wanted to use that sample, but you can do it, you can consummate it with a condom. They have a special condom.
Oh, okay.
That has the opposite
cup
of spermicide.
Was tough. The cup was tough.
A reservoir tip.
Yeah. And so, yeah, sort of. Right, exactly. Right. And you give them the condom. So that was amazing. And I thought, oh, geez, that's what I want to do here.
Right. Not in the studio.
But
right
you're
here.
Supposed to do it on the set. No, I did it before I walked in. Actually, I was thinking about what was between me and Puss at the time. Soundproof panels and a heavy door and on the air signage. But you know, she gets the procedure and you try and give the freshest sample. So that just wasn't a possibility.
Got it. Got it. All right.
And it's pretty funny because you can't have sex for a while afterwards.
Afterwards?
Yeah, for like a week or 10 days or something. And so that was a funny thing that we would go back and forth about where I would always say like, so, you know, I know we can't, but would you want to have sex today? And she'd be like, nah, what about you? And I'd be like, nah, I think we're better off in this situation. So we would do that every day. We'd find some way, we, you know, should we make pasta or have sex?
Yeah.
She'd be like, I don't know. Pasta seems more fulfilling. So we were just throwing those jokes at each other back and forth. But it's a strange experience where the lovemaking is kind of stripped from it.
It is.
But that's what you have to do. She has a condition. She has PCOS, which is actually quite common.
Okay.
And it just makes it really difficult. She doesn't have regular periods like other women, which we were laughing.
She knows you're talking about that, right?
They gave, of course.
Golly's gone, what the hell?
They gave her these hormones.
No, I couldn't muzzle him, Kate. I'm sorry.
But, you know, they give her these hormones, and she has super PMS.
Right.
So it was crazy for the week or so beforehand. Just insane.
Right.
Anger for no reason, irritation. I bring her flowers and she's like, oh, what? I smell bad? Is that the idea? And I'm going, what are you talking about? But she made a very strong point, which is because of my condition, I never, since we met, I've just never really had PMS.
All right.
And I said, yeah. And so I was going to ask you guys, would you take that trade to be with a woman who really never gets PMS, but then when she does, it is horrifying.
Oh,
yeah, I think everybody would.
Yes, yes.
Because you would know exactly what you're dealing with.
Yes.
Yeah, and
if it's that magnified, you know what's going on.
Right, right.
Yeah, and then, if it's just little things, right,
I hate to cut this off, but we're up against a hard one here. TJ Miller.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that before.
It's been a while,
about a 2x4? Because Puss is he's moving. He's jiggling under the
TJ Miller does not have a website for all the dates across the country, and also the peanut butter and the hot sauce, and we'll talk soon on the phone.
We'll talk soon on the phone.
All right.
Hello to Wichita. I'll be back there really soon. Love everybody in Omaha. Love Colleen. Best club in the nation.
Right.
Best empire in radio.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, DJ.
See you Monday. Thanks for listening.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend. Right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.